You're listening to Michigan Radio. For more than a year, Flint residents have been told to use filters on their taps to screen lead from their drinking water. But now, the state is sending a more nuanced message about the filters. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody reports.
Filters on kitchen faucets are as much a part of everyday life in Flint as bottled water. Specialized filters were one of the first responses to Flint's lead-tainted tap water crisis. However, state officials and others are changing their message on filters. Even just a few months ago, they were still strongly urging their use. Now, it's more of a mild suggestion. The reason is recent test results showing declines in lead levels in homes seen as most at risk. At the height of the crisis, these homes were testing at rates well above the federal action level of 15 parts per billion for lead in water. The recent tests are now under 10 parts per billion. Governor Rick Snyder says Flint's water is now in line with other communities in Michigan. Governor Snyder's top advisor, Rich Baird, says that's why the message Flint residents are getting on filters is changing.
What was a the water still is not good, but the filters work message to a message now, which is the water is good most of the time. You could drink it right out of the tap without fear. The fact is, though, is that what about that small percentage of time that there might be that fear, and that's why we're hammering on the filters.
Or to put it simply, the governor's office says Flint residents don't have to use filters, but it would still be a good idea, especially in parts of town where aging pipes are being replaced. But not everyone is changing their message on filters. Dr. Lawrence Reynolds is with the Genesee County Medical Society. He says they're still recommending filters citywide.
Hopefully, at some point, when we see some demonstrated stability over several seasons and water source changes, we'll be able to say otherwise. But at this point, that position has not changed.
The state is still distributing filters. On a daily basis, teams are knocking on doors, checking to see if people have filters properly installed. George Chrisian heads the program. He says the state's message on filters may have shifted, but he says his team will continue to make sure people in Flint have working water filters.
Given the fact that we don't necessarily know where the construction is taking place, we're just making the assumption that it's taking place everywhere. And then that way we can ensure that every resident is safe.
But some Flint residents are skeptical about claims that the water here is getting safer. Laura Sullivan is a professor at Kettering University. She's also a member of a special panel overseeing the state's response to the Flint water crisis. She's worried that lead levels in Flint water will rise as the weather gets warmer.
We are making such a huge mistake by claiming that that things are getting better and will continue to get better, when so much about the status and the condition of the water in the pipes keeps changing even now.
State officials concede they can't predict if improving test results will continue. I'm Steve Carmody.